The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am here with my co-host, husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
We have with us Alan Yaskavich, General Manager at First General Property Restoration Services. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where various real estate topics are discussed. We have a full-time real estate office with many relentless realtors. We have been delivering dreams and changing lives for the better for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab, and you can check on the progress of what's going on at the corners. There's always some kind of construction going on at Dunmore Corners.
Or my favorite feature of that webcam is when the weather turns nasty, I like to look at the road conditions.
Yes, I would like to be checking it from a beach where it's nice and warm and looking at the winter and say, look at all the snow they have in Pennsylvania.
Is that really realistic? Is that realistic?
A man can dream.
Okay, you could dream. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. And don't forget to look us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Okay, yeah, Alan Yaskavich, General Manager, First General Property Restoration Services. What is First General Property Restoration Services? Where do you go? What areas do you cover? And how long have you been in business, please?
First General Property Services has been in business for 40-plus years. They started as a construction company, John and Barb Sobeck, and saw that there was quite the need for cleanup of water and fire damage. So they got into this business as well. So what we do is we do mold remediation. We do water mitigation cleanup services, sewer backups. We also do puffbacks and fire, soot, and smoke. We service the Lackawanna County, Luzerne County, Monroe County, Wayne, Wyoming, and Susquehanna counties. So as you can see, we cover a very broad area. We're located at 31 Ruddle Street, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, 18702. And we really enjoy what we do. We enjoy giving back to the homeowners. Somebody calls us. They're very, very upset. We get to calm them down, give them peace of mind, and put their house back.
Oh, fantastic. Now, I'm sure you have been busy because we had such a wet spring, summer, and fall. Have you had a lot of calls, disaster cleanups, water damage?
Yes, we've been inundated with phone calls. It's amazing when the water starts coming down, the rivers start to overflow, basements get flooded, mud comes into basements. So the Columbia County area was very hard hit this July and beginning of August. It was very sad to see. Your heart really went out to all of them. We've been in several churches trying to get them back up so that they can have their services. It's very giving. It's emotional. You have so much time vested into your home and or your business, and then to have something devastating like this happen, it's floodgates literally open and inundate your home and or business.
Well, we've realized that property owners who have their houses on the market and are trying to sell them, or people that just purchased homes, they've never had water before until these storms. I've heard time and time again, we never had a drop of water. We never had a drop of water until this past year. So it's affected a lot of people. There's people that have come to expect it, that live in flood areas or near rivers or bodies of water, that typically do realize from time to time some water, whether it be just a little bit dampness in the basement or pooling puddles. But what we've seen has been disastrous.
Oh, it absolutely has. I mean, we've been in homes in Oliphant that you would never in a million years imagine that they would get water in their basements. And the ground is just so saturated. The water has nowhere to go. So it's just been seeping into basements, puddling up through storm drains, drains in your basements that help keep the water out, just flooding through. And next thing you know, you've got 6 inches, 12 inches, 18 inches of water. It needs to be pumped out. And what's left behind is pretty disastrous, especially if you have a finished basement, carpeting, sheetrock, paneling, furniture. It's absolutely devastating.
Yeah, the hot water heater, the furnace. We have an older home. Our house is 100 years old, and our basement is not finished. We're in a section of Dunmore. The previous owner actually put a French drain around. He carved into the floor, and then it goes over, and we get it out. But this year, it was literally like a river running through the basement. I have never, I'm like everybody else you were just talking about. I have never seen water like that. It was literally like a little brook running through the basement.
It is. You know what? Water just, it doesn't play nice. It's a 24/7. That's why our business is 24/7, because water and fire both play when they want to play. They don't play just during business hours. In my personal opinion, I think water is actually more dangerous than fire is, because it gets into the nooks and crannies that you can't always see. And maybe that water heater burst and you said, oh no, it was just in this area, but that water travels and it can get over into another area and can cause potentially more issues in another part of your home.
I'm thinking of the M word.
Yes, ma'am. The M word. If it's not taken care of, you have high humidity levels in your home, definitely moisture, definitely the dreaded mold.
Okay, so getting back to the storms of the recent past, you know, that's one way water can come into a house. But as you're speaking, I can certainly think of, you know, leaking roofs. Oh, when washer hose, they sometimes break loose. You're at work, you come home and you're flooded, and God forbid it's on the first or second floor, and then you have as bad as it is in a basement, it could be potentially a million times worse on a higher floor. So you have hose issues from washers that may break and then flood. You have water heaters, you just spoke of, Pat. So you have all these different ways where water can come into a home, infiltrate, and cause damage. So is this all covered by one's insurance policy?
Most of the time, yes, things are covered by your insurance. But you do run into a few issues where you may not. Take the storms we've had this summer. A lot of people have sump pumps in their basements. Sump pump helps get that water out a lot faster. If your sump pump fails, depending on whether you have a sump pump rider on your insurance, you may not have any coverage. Most people don't realize if they do or they don't have it. Sadly, 9 out of 10 people do not have this coverage. Now they have to pay out of pocket. And depending on the severity of the damage in your home, you could be talking about thousands of dollars.
So having a sump pump covered in a homeowner's policy is not automatic, is what you're saying?
No, it's not. Most insurance agents should come out to the property before you just go and get insurance, and they can go through the house with you and see everything that you have. And obviously, that would be a question that is definitely brought up. Do you have a sump pump? You would think it is a question that's brought up, but sometimes it's neglected. It's forgot.
Okay, so if a sump pump fails due to a power outage, what happens then?
I've seen many claims get covered because of a power outage, and your sump pump can't work, so it can't get that water out of the home. And then your insurance company will ask for documentation from your utility company proving that that power actually was out.
That happened to my dad. He lived down on the beach, and he had a sump pump, and it always kept the water out, and they lost electricity, and the water came up. He had 2 or 3 feet of water in the basement, and it came up, but he had flood insurance.
Right.
Because he lived in a coastal area. But that's exactly why his basement and his hot water heater and his boiler were destroyed, because they lost the power and the water came up. Exactly.
I had a very good friend who had that same issue locally, and the sump pump failed due to the power outage. Power was out probably for about 6 hours, and their entire finished basement had to get remodeled, and their insurance company did come in and cover it.
Okay, so I have to tell my insurance agent that I want a sump pump rider on my policy. Is that how this
works? Yes. You would ask your insurance agent about sump pump coverage just for these events. I mean, we live in an area that thunderstorms come through, power outages. Most recently, we had a tornado. Who would have thought you're going to have tornadoes in northeastern Pennsylvania? That causes your power to go out if you're in that affected area. Water comes into your basement, your sump pump fails. What do I do now? Your first thought is to call your insurance agent. Find out, do I have coverage? We just over the weekend were talking with some friends at a wedding, and they had three sump pumps. What are the odds that all three sump pumps are going to fail? All three. Again, another total remodel of their basement. Sadly, they did not have coverage. They didn't realize they had coverage. Their agent had actually been out to their home a couple months ago for something else, so knew that they had the sump pumps, and they felt pretty upset with their agent because he never said anything about having that type of coverage.
And it wasn't a power outage. What are the chances? Three go. You would think you're so protected in that situation. You would have
You got backup for your backup,
right?
Oh, and a backup for that backup.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Okay, so even Be Dry and those types of systems can't be, 100% guaranteed. Even people with systems such as that, I mean, it will help, but they can't guarantee that you'll never see a drop of water in that basement or dampness.
Correct.
Okay. So someone has this situation in their home, and they have water damage. So they call you, and you determine whether it's covered or not.
Well, we can't determine whether it's covered or not. That's up to the insurance company. We automatically get their insurance information, and we will make a phone call to help them out as well and find out if they have coverage or they don't have coverage. Whether it's calling an 800 number for their insurance company direct, or if they do know who their agent is, we can call their agent and ask them to check their policy. Regardless, we're going out. We're going to help you. We're not going to leave you stranded. We're not in that business.
Okay, so what does the cleanup entail?
Cleanup entails coming out to your home, assessing the damage, figuring out exactly what we need to do, how much equipment needs to be put in. If you have standing water, we have the capabilities to take it out. And we use that with a box truck, and we're able to, we call it extraction, extract the water out. Once we get all that water out, we go about the process of, if you have say it's your basement, which many basements were hit this summer, and you have carpeting in it, we're going to determine whether that carpet needs to be taken out or can we dry it in place. If we have to take it out, then we take the whole carpet out. If you have furniture, any goods, boxes, toys, Christmas things, Halloween items, we'll move all that around. We can determine what can be salvaged, what can't be salvaged. And then we set up our drying equipment. Typically, it's a 3 to 5 day process to get you all dried out. The equipment needs to run for 24 hours for as long as we're there. We do ask homeowners not to turn it off. It's annoying that we get phone calls. Can I turn it off, please? I can't watch television. The kids are trying to sleep. It's noisy.
Loud, yeah.
It's loud. Or in the summertime when we have high heat, we're adding more heat to your house because the equipment has to run. But it's all for a good reason. We're trying to put you back to normal. Once you're all dried out, your equipment comes out, and then we can start the repairs. We do repairs as well. We get to be able to put your basement back to where it was beforehand.
So you're really full service.
Yes, we are.
You don't have that property owner doesn't have to call 10 different people.
No, ma'am, they do not.
They can
call us. We're a one-stop shop. We interact with the insurance company throughout the entire process, whether we're talking to them on the phone, sending them emails, we're taking photos, sending them photos, especially in a cat situation like we've had this past summer, the insurance agent looks to us to be their eyes and ears.
So you're assisting with that insurance. The homeowner's not trying to navigate the insurance process or claim on their own. They have, and your company, not you personally, but your company has the ability of 40 years experience to help them. You know how to assist in this situation.
Yes, we do.
Okay. So you do debris removal, extraction, dehumidification, and restorative drying.
Yes.
Okay. With us today is Ellen Yaskavich, General Manager of First General Property Restoration Services. May I have your contact information, please?
Yes. Our phone number is 570-824-0680. You can also find us at firstgeneralservice.com.
Thank you. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a four-bedroom, two-bath home at 1740 Muncie Avenue in Scranton for only $129,000. This home has four large bedrooms with a bathroom on each floor. The home is in the heart of Greenridge, and it sits on a 50 by 150 lot with a fenced-in yard. There's a fireplace and plenty of character in this Greenridge charmer. That's a four-bedroom, two-bath home at 1740 Muncie Avenue in Scranton for only $129,000, and that's listed by Dan Callahan of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back.
The talented team of professionals at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. They're not just real estate agents, they're agents of change. They're on a never-ending quest for the best for you and your family. They can help you find exactly, precisely what you want at this time in your life. A computer, a website, an app, and a listing by itself can't do that. They're obsessed with better and deliver extraordinary, embracing the what if, not just the what's been done before, with a level of accountability and honesty not found anywhere else in the real estate industry. Don't settle for average, okay, or just all right. This change in your life is monumental. And there's only one Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate that will help you rock that change. Call 570-344-6724 and visit jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
And we're back.
And we're back with Ellen Yuskavich, general manager with First General Property Restoration Services. Good morning.
Good morning.
We had a wonderful first half. We talked about storm damage, water damage, and water infiltration in a house and what your services do and provide. And now I thought we would just change gears a little bit and change direction.
Yes. During the introduction, you said you take care of puffbacks.
Yes,
we do. Is that a leprechaun or something?
What
is a puffback?
I think this would be a good time to go over what your services are. I'll hit all the highlights of what your company does.
What exactly that we do? Wow, we do so many different things. Water mitigation, fire mitigation, smoke and odor control. And that can be from a fire. It could be from, sadly, a skunk getting into your house, which, believe it or not, is actually very prevalent. We also do trauma cleanups, puffbacks, which are when your furnace has a malfunction and sends soot and oil throughout your home. It can also happen from fireplaces. We do carpet cleaning, we do duct cleaning, and we do all of these services for homes as well as business owners. What else are some of the other things?
Winterizing.
We do winterizing of your homes as well as hoarding cleanup. We are a 24/7 restoration company. We also help realtors with getting homes ready for selling.
Cleanouts.
We do cleanouts. We can go in and make the house look as lovely as you would like it and need it to be. Carpet cleaning, hardwood floor cleanings, cleaning out cabinets, wiping down walls, making sure that your house is ready to sell and or before you move into your new home.
Odor removal, maybe of pets.
Odor removal of pets. That one's a little tricky because it's not always the easiest to do,
no.
Depending on.
It sounds like you're doing an awful lot. Do you do neighbor removal? No, I'm only kidding.
we could talk about that off the air.
All right. Now, you were talking about puffbacks.
Yes.
Now, that sounds, I don't know, does it sound like a breakfast cereal or something? I don't know. What is a puffback exactly? Because I know a friend of mine who had one, and it was
devastating
and very, very expensive to get taken care of. So what exactly is that?
It's when your furnace attacks your house.
Yeah, I can see that.
That's exactly what happens.
But it can happen with a fireplace, too, you just said,
yes,
right?
It can also happen with a fireplace. You can have the smallest of a pinhole in some of your hoses and or pipes, and you never know. One day you might touch your countertop and you feel something oily, something looks black, and you're like, oh, I could just wipe that up. But you can't actually wipe it up because it's oily, it's black. You'll start to see webs maybe in the corners of your house, and you'll see they're black, and you don't know where it's coming from. You need to maintain your furnaces, clean them, get your air filters, have it professionally inspected to make sure. Because what happens is now you have this black soot and this oily substance possibly throughout your entire home, depending on how long it's been. You need somebody professional to come in and clean it up. The soot can cover your walls. It can cover your carpets, your upholstery. It could be in your closets. It could be on your clothes, on your children's toys. It could be everywhere. And it can be devastating.
Tell me the story about the white couch.
We had cleaned a home. They had a problem with their furnace, and Grandpa came to stay at the house for a few days, and he laid down on the couch, took a little nap. It was a white couch. When he woke from his nap and got up, there was an outline of Grandpa on that white couch because the soot had settled all around him while he was taking a little cat nap.
Like they do at a homicide, you know, when they draw the chalk,
just like
the chalk
they
on the ground.
He had a soot outline instead.
Oh, geez.
Yes, and that was one of the key indicators that the homeowners knew that they had a problem.
Yes, they
now,
had a problem.
Now, I can't just use a bottle of Fantastic on the wall and start cleaning all this stuff up. All it does is it just seems to spread it around.
It does spread it around. It can streak it. There are some special sponges that we use that can help remove soot from homes on their walls.
It's the perfect time of year to check out that furnace. This is the time of year to do it, right?
So absolutely. With fall approaching, the perfect time to check your gutters, make sure that they're all cleaned out. Winter is around the corner, sadly. So you want to clean out your gutters. You want to get your furnaces repaired. You want to get your furnaces inspected to make sure that they're going to function properly. You want to start to winterize your home.
So you were telling me also a puffback can happen from a fireplace?
It can happen from a fireplace with especially propane.
Propane? How about a wood-burning fireplace too, could it?
Wood burners as well. One of the things with wood burners is they build up that creosol. And that will eventually, if you're not taken care of, if you don't clean the flue, if you're not having it properly maintained, yes, you can, you know, replacing that pipe, yes, again, here it comes, soot all throughout your home.
Disastrous.
Yes, yuck.
That's why you call us 24/7, disaster response.
So you mentioned winterizing homes. What do you do regarding winterizing?
When you winterize your home, you want to make sure that your house is efficient as possible during the winter months so you can keep your family warm and toasty without breaking the bank. And it also helps prevent your home from damage from snow and ice. So some of the services that we offer with winterizing is to disconnect the water supply. If you have a vacation home, drain your system so that the pipes don't freeze. You put antifreeze into them to any lasting little puddling waters that are still there. For your current home, if you actually are living in your home instead of it being a vacation home, we can help with your furnace inspection, clean your heating ducts as well. That's a huge, huge thing that people forget about is cleaning your ducts. Also, trimming trees nearby. Branches are over your house. They get heavy from snow and ice. Next thing you know, they're falling on your house. It could break a window. It could cause damage to your roof, take gutters down. It can also damage your car if it falls on your car. The reason why you want to clean your gutters out, if you don't clean your gutters out, as the snow is melting and the water starts pooling, you create what's called an ice dam. Ice dams then back up. Water can't get off of your roof, goes under the eaves, under your shingles. Now you have damage inside of your house. So these are some of the things that we can help with when trying to prepare your house for winter.
When I think of homes being winterized, I think of vacant homes. But you're right. It's a good time to take care of those items that you're not really thinking about, especially that ductwork.
And what about the hoses for the outside? You know, the outlet for the hoses on the outside of a house. I always seem to remember to turn ours off in January.
Yeah.
I said, I think I forgot something.
Yeah, and how many times have you had to replace it?
Then I turn it off, and then when I go to turn it on in the spring, it's busted. It's not working properly because I didn't turn it off at the right time. But now's the time to start to think about doing all that
stuff. Now is the time to start thinking about that. Even your air conditioning units. You want to make sure that the hoses are being drained from them. Any water that's sitting in the pan, you want to get that out. You want to cover your air conditioning units in the winter. That way no water and moisture gets into them, because those things can freeze too and cause damage.
And when you turn the system on,
it's not working.
It's not going to work.
And no, it's not.
Right.
And very expensive. And that's a whole nother show.
It sure is.
Okay. With us today is Ellen Yaskavage, General Manager of First General Property Restoration Services. You're based in Wilkes-Barre, but you go where?
We go all over northeastern Pennsylvania. Luzerne County, Lackawanna County, Wyoming County, Wayne, Susquehanna, Columbia.
And you've been doing this for over 40 years. They've been in business.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
They can call us at 570-824-0680.
Once again?
570-824-0680, and we are 24/7, 365. And on the web, you can find us at firstgeneralservice.com.
Thank you, Ellen. Would you come back next week, because we're going to talk about some of the things that happen after you clean up the water, after you've had water infiltration in a home. Those things that we don't like to think about, but are sometimes a fact of life.
Absolutely. I look forward to coming back and having a chat with both of you.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have a 3-bedroom home at 510 West Grove Street in Taylor for only $75,000. This home won't last long. It sits on a 50 by 150 lot with a detached one-car garage. It has low taxes of only $1,800 a year, and with some tender loving care, this could be a beautiful home. If you're looking for a bargain, give us a call about this 3-bedroom home at 510 West Grove Street in Taylor for only $75,000, and that's listed by Gail Lewis of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Schools influence majority of buyers. 73% of recent buyers said that schools were a top factor in their home search, and this is from Realtor.com. Of course, buyers with children were more likely to consider school boundaries important, but 34% of buyers without children also considered it a top need when searching for a home. Younger buyers were also more invested in the schools being near their home, with 84% of the buyers, and this is in the age group of 35 to 54 years old, and 86% of buyers between the ages of 18 and 34 years old citing the importance. But only 37% of buyers 55 and older said it was important. 78% of buyers reported that they compromise on wanted features. Listen up, Pat.
Nope.
Because they wanted to be near a good school. So what do you think they were willing to compromise on? Number one.
Being married.
19% gave up a...
wife, no.
Garage.
No, don't say that.
Yeah, I know.
That's
I knew you'd be appalled. I knew it. 18% reported they gave up a large backyard. 17% sacrificed an updated kitchen or a desired number of bedrooms. And 16% compromised the outdoor living area. Younger buyers were more likely to make sacrifices than older buyers. Seems to be your problem.
Are you trying to say I'm old?
Determining what schools to live near depended on a few factors. They looked at test scores, accelerated programs, and diversity. Older buyers were more invested in whether the school had an accelerated program, and the younger buyers wanted diversity. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Have a great week.
Who are Century 21 agents? They're high-tech gizmo packing problem solvers with an appetite for getting things done. They know the best places to buy a home, to sell a home, and to find antiques, if you're into that kind of thing. They're weatherproof, foolproof, and proof positive that smart people doing good work can make big things happen for great folks like you. Oh, and there's one nearby. This is who they are. This is what they do. Century 21 agents. Smarter, bolder, faster. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
Call 570-344-6724.
or visit jready.com. That's JRUDDY.com.